News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Middle East conflict continues to widen. With us is Borzu Daragahi, Middle East journalist and analyst. Latest reports suggesting now that there have been trading of missiles between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Can you bring us up to speed on what has happened overnight and where we now stand, Borzu?
Well, yes, exactly. The war continues to expand geographically. It's getting more intense. There is barrages of missiles fired at Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. There was airstrikes all over Iran, including in the western province, in the major city of Sanandaj, a video showing huge explosions. There have been reports of civilian casualties as well in Iran. In Israel, there were scenes of ambulances rushing to a particular scene, but as of yet, we don't know what that is. We're still in a fog of war situation where information is being controlled by governments, very carefully emitted to tailor the narrative that they want.
And there is conflict between, of course, what those governments are saying. The U.S. administration saying that Iran has sought to open a dialogue. Iran, through Ali Larijani, saying Iran will not engage in any form of negotiations with the United States. Earlier, Al Jazeera, citing the Wall Street Journal, had claimed that the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council had initiated new efforts to resume talks with Washington, and they are rejecting that out of hand.
I think that that is probably an attempt to sow division within the Iranian leadership, that kind of leak. Again, like a lot of lies out there, there are also reports from Israel that senior Hezbollah leadership in Lebanon were killed in the Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah positions in Lebanon.
Meanwhile, Iran is threatening to inflict terrifying blows, to use their words, on the US and on Israel, and saying that revenge is their obligation. So what do you think we can expect throughout the day and the coming weeks in terms of response?
Well, Iran specializes in asymmetric or unconventional types of warfare. And that could mean things that we never expected before. Drone strikes on data centers, for example. We've seen an incident of that, a report of that, in the United Arab Emirates, where an Amazon Web Services data center was struck, basically damaging nodes in the global economy. These sorts of attacks on unprotected yet critical infrastructure could not be more damaging to the world economy, put more pressure on Iran's adversaries. This is what I expect to see from Iran.
And you list the UAE. The attacks from Iran on countries have included Qatar, Israel, Bahrain, Jordan, and of course now there is the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. How much of a tinderbox is the region in the context of a conflict like this?
Well, all those places that you mentioned, including northern Iraq, which was also struck, the city of Erbil, where the U.S. holds a base, are places where U.S. soldiers are stationed. Iran is being attacked directly by the U.S. Iran does not have the missile capability to attack the U.S., so instead it attacks soldiers in those countries where they're based. So yes, this I expect this to continue. All fair in war, so to speak. And there have been already casualties on all sides of this conflict. It was the U.S. and Israel that launched this attack, killed Iran's supreme leader. That is a very exacerbating situation. He was not only a political leader, he was a religious leader. And many Iranians despised him, but many also worshipped him. And that is a troubling and invigorating aspect of this conflict.
It does leave a vacuum, and there is a lot of speculation as to the nature of the administration that will take over in that vacuum and the nature of what level of political support or domestic uprising there may be. I know it is probably impossible to tell at this point, but what's your analysis of what is likely to happen in that context?
In that context, I actually don't think there is a vacuum. Anyone who's been to Iran knows that it's one of the most bureaucratized places in the world. His death was planned for a long time. He was 86. He had prostate cancer. They gave him, as I wrote in my newsletter, the hero's death that he didn't deserve. He was going to die anyway. He should have been captured and tried. And so now you have a situation where you know, for Iran, it's actually a benefit because he was kind of ineffective and sclerotic, and perhaps they will get some young leadership that will probably help the Islamic Republic more than hurt it.
Now, Donald Trump is saying that he expects the operation to continue for 4 weeks or less and ultimately to end in dialogue. We heard similar things when the Iraq war began and it was a lot longer than 4 weeks. What's your expectation in terms of duration of the military operation?
Well, Trump went around in the last few hours calling every single news outlet in the United States and giving each one of them very different assessments of how long the war would go on and what it was about. So it's really hard to get any kind of clarity. That could be some kind of psychological war strategy on the part of Trump to throw the Iranians off guard, or it could just be Trump, sundowning. They say he has Alzheimer's. I'm not sure about that. He has some symptoms that he has been showing of that. So it could just be him going off the deep end. He did not look good in the videos that he issued.
Finally, Borzu, that thing of what the war is about, it is not that long ago that Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israeli strikes had completely obliterated Iran's nuclear capability. So what's the motivating factor here? Was it just opportunism?
I think it was Trump that said that. But yes, I think it was just opportunity. You had those protests in Iran in January, and there was this perception that Iran was incredibly weak. Probably someone sold Trump the idea that at this point you could get a very good deal with Iran if you put a lot of pressure on. They moved all the assets over, and then all of a sudden they saw that Iran was not as weak as they thought. It was a matter of either stepping back, withdrawing and losing face, or launching a war to maintain Trump's tough guy image.
Borzu, thank you very much. That is Borzu Daragahi, Middle East journalist and analyst, and reports now that blasts have been heard in Dubai, Doha and Kuwait. And of course, to a small degree, the UK has now been involved because the UK refused permission to use air bases in Britain to launch the attacks on Iran. However, they have given now support for US military flights to leave from British bases in the follow-up missions. We'll be assessing that. We'll also be assessing the situation for 20,000 Irish people who the Department of Foreign Affairs have said need to register with the Department of Foreign Affairs and should shelter in place. We'll get the latest on what it is like to be in the Middle East in the midst of all of this. If you want to get in touch, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.